So why escrow anything? Why escrow a thing? Why escrow documents? Why escrow money? And when would you escrow something, we'll say, with a title company? First of all, it's for convenience. It is easy when closing a real estate transaction for a buyer and a seller to look at each other and go, hey, you know what? We've got this obligation, or we've got this item that needs to be delivered in the future. Let's while we're closing, let's just escrow this thing with the title company and let them hold it for this future occurrence to happen, at which time the title company can dispose of the money or the document that they're holding. You might also need an escrow if you have parties to a transaction that, I'm just going to say it, don't trust each other, or if there is the potential for there to be litigation over a potential issue, or if truly you just have adversarial parties that want to make sure that an independent third party takes care of and escrows and administers the escrow and disposes of the money or the deed or the mortgage or the release in the future without having to independently deal with the other party to the transaction. So why would you also want to escrow anything with a title company? Well, in closing commercial real estate transactions in particular, we often have sellers that are something called SPEs or single asset entities. Very often, these SPEs or single asset entities may wish to distribute, for instance, all of the profits to the partners. And if they have post-closing obligations, like in most contracts, when you prorate taxes or you prorate rents or you prorate utilities, there is a continuing ability for a buyer or a seller to ask for a readjustment of those prorations after closing. Well, if you have a partnership or an SPE that has basically liquidated its bank accounts by paying all of the partners their profits from the sale, how are you going to get those funds back from those guys in order to reprorate taxes 6 months or 8 months in the future? Well, what you might do instead is to ask the title company to hold a sum of money in escrow in order to cover those potential post-closing obligations that, for instance, an SPE might have. I also like to talk about TICs or tenants in common when we talk about escrowing for events that might happen in the future, in particular, financial responsibilities that might happen in the future. What you don't want to do is distribute to all your tenants in common, because we have transactions that we close in the commercial world that may have 20 investors, 20 partners or tenants in common that may own a little piece of that property. When that property is sold, those tenants in common, again, expect their proceeds to be distributed to them. Without a hold of money to satisfy these post-closing obligations, it would be horrible for a TIC manager to have to make a cash call on each of the investors in order to pay something which could be a very minor or small financial obligation that arises after closing. Also, why would you want to escrow, and when would you want to escrow it? Why would you want to escrow at closing? Convenience of having the parties at the closing table. If there is an obligation to deliver a release after closing, or a release of liability, or an obligation of a seller to continue to perform a function in connection with the operation of the property until a certain time in the future, why not document that at the closing table? Why not, while you have everyone at the closing table, draft your escrow agreements, get everyone to agree to what that the escrow terms are going to be, and place the escrow agreement and whatever documents or funds are going to be escrowed with the title company, so that in the future, buyers or sellers don't have to go to or approach the other party in order to solicit that document or those funds required. One thing I want to talk about a little bit is state customs. Texas is unique in that Texas is more or less its own animal when it comes to title insurance. Well, along those same lines, Texas has its own practices and procedures. We have customs as to who pays what fees in connection with a real estate transaction. We also have customs as it relates to the administering of contracts, how we look at contracts, the documents we require in connection with the closing of the transaction. And those requirements that are customary in Texas, I can promise you, are not necessarily the custom in every single state. In particular, the biggest difference between Texas in the world of title insurance and how we close transactions versus the rest of the United States is Texas operates under, as I mentioned earlier, strictly under the guidance of the Texas Department of Insurance and through the Texas Land Title Association.